All right, church, let's get into the Word of God this evening. If you can, turn with me to your Bibles, all right, to Revelation chapter 4. Turn to your phone screens to Revelation chapter 4, all right? You know, I always say this when I preach. When you come to church, I want to encourage you to bring your Bible, your physical Bible. You know, let's get into the Word of God. For those of you with the phone screen, it's okay. Can also. God told me, can. All right? All right. All right. We're going to talk this evening about the throne room of heaven. All right. You see, the way we worship many years ago, I told you guys like a couple of months ago, the way we used to worship last time is not the way we worship right now. You know, last time we used to sing, which is awesome, you know, we used to sing different kind of songs. But the way the Lord is leading us this past 1-2 years is towards a throne room worship with the Lord. It's towards a throne room worship with the Lord. You see, we used to sing about, you know, joy and all of that. But now, there's just one song that's being repeated in every single church that you go to. And that is, worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy is He. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that is seated on the throne. And I believe, you know, I strongly believe that the Lord is doing something in the church this time. You know, nowadays, all the churches are getting into a throne room worship. And there is an invitation for you this evening, last evening, tomorrow evening, every single day for the next many hundreds, thousands of days of your life. There is an invitation for you to enter into the throne room worship that the Lord has prepared for each and every one of us. Why am I saying this? It's because it's found in the book of Revelation. We're going to break down the certain verses of the book of Revelation. And then we're going to go into it part by part. And we will, at the end of this whole sermon, you will realize that there is an invitation card with your name on it. And Jesus is standing right in front of you and is giving it to you to come up and worship in the throne room of the Father. Because that's how serious God is concerning worship. You see, the reason why He created you was not to jingicha, jingicha here and there. Right? The reason why He created you is because of fellowship. The reason why He wanted to just walk with Adam and Eve. In the book of Ephesians, it said that before the foundations of the world. Church, are you here? Say amen. Amen. Those at the back, say amen. Amen. Josiah, you are here, right, Josiah? Josiah, where are you? Yes, Josiah, very handsome. All right? All right, the reason, you see, I lost my thing. Okay, so in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, before the foundations of the world, Daniel, listen to this. Before the foundations of the world was created, before the world was created, you were created in His mind. That means Jesus, God, in all of His greatness and kindness and mercy, when He created the world, He did not think, ayo, it's so empty. Let's just create a few creatures to run around. And then He thought about Ivan Chong. No. Some of you are quite late when you got the joke. Huh? After 5 seconds. Eh? You know, He did not create the world and then thought like, it's so empty. He created the world because you were on His mind. So basically, Eugene, the universe is the greatest, biggest playground ever created just for you and God, just for me and God. That was what was in His mind. The universe was the greatest playground He ever made to just play and run around together with His children. And that's how the biggest God, the God of the universe, still thinks about small people like us. They compare, we were made from the dust of the ground. But the God of the universe still is looking for your heart. And so that's why right now, church, He's calling us to come to a place of worship. Come to a deeper connection with Him. As we step into 2024, I told God, Lord, I don't want to worship You the same in 2024. I want a different experience. And when the children of God ask, He shall answer. That's the promise in the Bible. So today, church, I want to ask you guys, how many of you are asking? How many of you are hungry and thirsty for the Lord? Because it says in the book in Matthew, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be not they shall maybe be filled. They shall be. That's the commandment of the word of the Lord. That you shall be filled if it's a conditional thing. God's love is not conditional. But this, in order for you to feel it's conditional. It's whether you want it or not. If it doesn't concern your choice, if God doesn't take regards of your choice, of your free will, He will have created robots in the Garden of Eden, not people like you and me. But today, it's conditional. It's whether you want it or not. So today, do we want to enter into 2024 having the same attitude concerning Him, concerning Jesus, concerning the church, concerning serving, concerning leading? Do we want to enter into 24, you know, with the same attitude into 2024? No, church. That's why I'm here today. I want to encourage you that 2024 will be a year of different, will be a year that Calvary Community Church focuses on the presence of God and nothing else. If a church keeps the main thing, the city will change. The main thing is the presence of God. When was the last time, man of the family, that you took your family together and just went after the presence of God? So today the Lord wants to build you up. And again, I tell you, there is an invitation card with your name on it tonight. All right? You know, let's go into the Word of God, all right? Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, it says, after these things, I looked. So I was asking God, like, what was after these things? If you look at the previous chapter, you know, John was writing about the dead church, the faithful church, and the lukewarm church. And it says, after these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a, come on church, was like a trumpet. I don't know how does that work. Boop, 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 boop. Is it like that? You know, did God, you know, it was like a trumpet. And here is the voice of the Lord. And it said, what did it say, church? Say it again. That three words, say it again. Come up here. Come up here. Tonight, Calvary. The Lord is saying, come up here. No more standing down there and just being happy with where you are. There is something that's greater. Your greater breakthrough is being released in 2024. The Lord is inviting you, come up here. And so He says to John, come up here. Calvary, no more standing down there. No more standing in the outer courts. Get into the Holy of Holies. You have an invitation with your name on it. And it says, come up here and I will show you things which must take place. When, church? Yesterday. After this. John was writing. Jesus said, after this. He will have been thinking, when, Lord? Tomorrow? Little did he know. 2023 years later, what John was writing, he was prophesying it to take place right now. The after this that John was writing about is right now for you and I. For you and I. The throne room worship that John was writing about that will take place was for you and I, and it's happening right now. It's right now, church. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're sleepy, say amen. Very good. You're not sleepy. All right? And I will show you the things that must take place after this. Verse 2. And as soon as God said that, right? As soon as He told John, come up here. Look what happens in the next verse. Can you read the first verse, first word, church? 1, 2, 3. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. When God called John up, it was to show the things of the Spirit. It was immediately in the Spirit. So that's why the Lord says, when you worship me, you must worship in Spirit and in Spirit and in truth. You can't get into, you can't go up. When God calls you, come up here. You can't go up with your body. You must enter into the Holy of Holies with your spirit. Spirit. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven. And how many sat on the throne?
One.
One. He looks into this revelation and he sees the throne. Every single thing in the universe circulates, revolves around the throne, and there is one true God, one true King sitting on the throne, and his name is Jesus. He's right there. God, I mean, Father, the Father is sitting on the throne, right? The Father is sitting on the throne, and he looks and he sees the Father sitting on the throne. All right, and we go into the next verse. All right, look at this, right? Now we're going to break it down. And he who sat there was like jasper. How many of you know what is jasper? It's not some name parents put for their kids, okay? Jasper is a stone, likened like a diamond, right? It's transparent, it's pure, it's clear. And so I asked the Lord, Lord, tell me about this. Like, I did some research as well. You know, the jasper talks about the purity, spotlessness, blamelessness of the Lord. And jasper was there. And what's the other stone? And sardius. I was like, God, what sardius is this? Sardius. Sardius is a red stone. And the red stone talks about the blood of Jesus that was shed so that you and I can have an access to the throne room of heaven. That's the sardius stone. All right? And then it says in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne. A rainbow around the throne in appearance like? What color is emerald stone? Green. What does green speaks about? I went and researched. Green speaks about life. Life. What does the rainbow mean? Love. No. What does rainbow mean? The promises of God. Promises and life. The promise of eternal life is for you, church. That's what it means. The rainbow. It's not something that we use as a flag and all of that. No, the rainbow is the promise of God that He will not destroy humans again. That's our loving God. And go on to the next verse. And around the throne were 24 thrones. And on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold. What were these crowns? The crowns of life. In James chapter 1, it says, when you endure all these trials, you know, I'm just going to get that verse, all right? Where is it? Can't find it. It's okay. I think it's James chapter 1 verse 12. I think if I'm not mistaken, it talks about how as people, God commands us to endure the trials and temptations. And right, it's here? Yeah. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. Crown of life. The crown talks about, you know, talks about those who have transitioned into heaven. And he's seated around the throne. And here's what happens. Here's what happens, church. In verse 5, it says, and from the throne proceeded lightnings and thundering and voices. Right? Read with me this. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven. I asked God, God, you told me there's one Holy Spirit. Now why are you telling me there's seven now? And I ask God, like, Lord, seven. And then, you know, in scripture, right, it explains to us what are the seven spirits of God. You know, can we go to the book of Isaiah, please? Hannah, can you put it, the Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 11? All right, look at that. Look at that. The seven spirits of God are here, found in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. It says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and the Spirit of might, and last, the last two, the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We are not talking about seven spirits. We're talking about one spirit with seven manifold ministries. And you understand what I'm saying? It's not seven different spirits. It's one spirit with seven different ministries. All right? And it talks about this, talks about the seven spirits of God. And look at verse 6, church. This is where it gets really interesting. Are you guys here with me? If you find it boring, raise up your hands. Someone raised up at the back there. Please see me after church. Got deliverance, Pastor Derek. All right. And verse 6, it says, before the throne, church, before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Sea of glass. Like my wife. Like crystal. Right? Like crystal. A sea of glass, just like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes. Before we go on to the next verse, it says, before the throne, there was a sea of glass. A sea of glass. Do you guys remember when God encountered Moses at the burning bush? Do you understand? God said, take off your sandals and draw yourself near to me. The Lord said, don't simply walk like you're going to the market. Take off your sandals because this is holy ground. It's holy ground. And that talks about the fear of the Lord, that you will not just come into the throne room like, yo, what's up, God? Yo, worthy is the Lamb. No, that you will draw yourself closer with the fear of the Lord. That when we come, you know, if you walk on glass, have you seen those videos? There's a bridge made out of glass, then this guy will freak out. Aah! You know, and you know, he gets really scared. I think me and my wife, we went to Langkawi. And Langkawi, I think there is a... Sky Bridge, right? The Sky Bridge. My brother has the fear of heights. So I think if I bring him there, I won't bring him back. No, because that's how it is. It's a sea of glass. That means when you draw yourself closer to the Lord, it's not some, you know, something that you just do because you want to do, but it's done with the fear of the Lord. That knowing that you're drawing yourself closer to the Lord, that every step you take, you'll be so mindful of every step you take, then you come towards the Lord. That's what Calvary, that's how Calvary is going to worship in 2024. That we will all, every single one of us, will be filled with the fear of the Lord. That when Pastor Derek say, well, let's clap our hands, we will really clap our hands. Come on, church, lift up a shout of praise. Come on, church, raise your hands. Maka, kami, Raya, Malaysia. No, I'm serious. Because sometimes I'll be sitting down there and Pastor Raja will be preaching. And he'll be like, come on, say amen. Literally no one will say amen. And he will still go on preaching. I'm like, wait, what just happened? Come on, church, say amen. Amen. Oh, you guys are awake. You guys are awake. You know? I tell you, why I'm telling you this, because 2024 is a year that's going to be different for us. Church, I'm believing, I'm hoping on the Lord. My hope and belief is not on you guys. Because you guys will fail me. No, you know what I'm saying? It's not in man. It's in God. Like God, you called our church. And you will sustain our church. That you will draw all men to you, God. You will draw all men to you. Even those looking that side, upside, backside, oh God, you will still draw them to you, oh God, Jesus. Even those that don't say amen when Pastor Rajan asks to say amen, Lord, you will draw them even closer to you. That they will say amen and draw closer to you, Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying, church? 2024 will be a year that's different for us. That we'll be so gripped by the fear of the Lord. That, you know, church and state will not be separate. Do you understand what I'm saying? We always say church is different, state is different. Your work is different. All right, I work in Singapore for like a couple of years. And literally the situation is, church is on Sundays where you go, you lift up your hands. But the Mondays to Fridays, you do whatever you want. You just do whatever you want. And I pray that we will not be like people like that. that we will separate our work in church, that God will be found in every aspect of our life. And we'll be so gripped by the fear of God to even cheat, to even say a lie, to even do anything that goes against His will, to do anything that will hurt His heart. We'll be so gripped, church. That's the fear of the Lord. It's not, Lord, I'm so scared of you. It's like, Lord, you're watching over me and I live to please you alone. So I will not do this. I will not engage in these kind of things that doesn't please you. Imagine that happens for our church in 2024. Do you think we'll be sitting down here, church? You won't even have space to sit down. People will be running into the church because of the God that we carry, the fear of God that we carry. Do you think people don't notice? People will notice. You know, coming back to this, all right? Fear of God. And so a sea of glass like crystal that we would draw with the fear of the Lord. And it says, and in the midst of the throne, around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes, front and back. Creepy. Correct or not? What if you wake up in the night, you see a creature and hundreds of eyes looking at you, blinking at the same time? What do you, oh, angel of the Lord? No. All right? And he goes on to the next verse. It says, verse 7. The first living creature was like a lion. Second was like a calf. Third creature had a face like a man. And fourth, the living creature was like a flying eagle. Oh, God. You're so good, Lord. And verse 8, it says, the four living creatures each had six wings full of eyes. Even on the wings, they had eyes, church. How many eyes do they need? They had full of eyes. And I asked God, Lord, why? Why so creepy? Like, why can't just two eyes? And the Lord spoke to me. And I remember he spoke to my wife as well. And God told me, even with the thousands of eyes, thousands and thousands of eyes looking me and worshiping me, seeing every different side of me, it's still not enough to comprehend the beauty of the Lord. You go around the world, 8 billion people times 2, 16 billion eyes is not enough to comprehend the beauty of the Lord that He has for you. That's the beauty of the throne room of heaven, that every single side, every eye surrounding the Father, every single second, a new different face, a new different angle that you see the Father, you will still see something new, church. That's the beauty of the Lord. You will never run out, get tired of worshiping Him, because every single minute you're seeing something new. And for the rest of eternity, you will never grow tired of looking at Him. You know, stones everywhere, right? We have jasper, we have sardius, we have a rainbow like emerald. You know, stones, these stones reflect light. And you know, God in all of His power, wonder, majesty, the light of the world Himself will be illuminating, and it's going to hit the stones and it's going to go everywhere. Such a beautiful sight to see. You will never grow tired of worshiping Him in 2024. That's the wonder of the Lord. And if you have lost your wonder, time to get it back up today. Like as a child, 2 years old, you bring him to the playground for the first time in his whole life. He will say, this is the greatest place in the planet. I don't want to leave this place. And after 2 hours of playing, the parents' back pain want to go home. He still want to play. I pray that we will be childlike like that. That we will long to be at the feet of Jesus. Amen. We go on to the next verse, right? And full of eyes and within, full of eyes around and within. Inside also the eyes, church. Don't know how much eyes, all right? And they do not rest night or day. Day or night. They don't rest. They don't rest. And all they say is, this is what happens, church. Come on, read it with me. 1, 2, 3. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's all they say. holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's all they're doing right now. Just now when Pastor Derek was worshiping, he did not have his own worship set. No, we were joining the heavens. We were joining these creatures around the throne, singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That's what we are doing. We're joining them. And we are praising the Father who sits on the throne, worthy of it all. Worthy of it all. And day and night, night and day, this song keeps going and going and going. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. When you do not know what to pray, when you lock yourself into the room, just sing it out. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And then look at verse 9. It gets funny, right? Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor, thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Here's what's happened to the elders. Elders represent us, right? It says the 24 elders fall down before Him. All right? They have their throne. They can sit. But they fall down before the Lord and worship Him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crown of life. Crown of life. Lord, this life doesn't even belong to me. It belongs to You, Lord. And they cast their crown of life before the Father. And they say, what do they say? What do they say in the next verse? They say, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory and honor and power, for You created all things. For You created all things. And there's the next line as well, right? And by Your will, they exist and were created. He created all things, and in Him, everything is to be. Everything stands. The reason why we can sit down and not fly around without gravity is because He holds everything together. He holds everything together. The one who created the world holds it all together. And today, church, that's all we're going to do. That's all we can do. When we get to heaven, we'll be singing holy, holy, holy. For those of you who don't like worship, who want worship to be 20 minutes, I'm sorry, I've got a bad news for you. When you get to church, there's no feedback form to say, can you make the worship shorter? You're going to worship for the rest of your freaking life, church. That's the good news for you. And you can't say, how long you want to sing this song, la? How long they want to say praise in the valley, praise in the mountain, and stuff like that? No. You're going to sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's all we're going to sing together. When we get... So everyone's thinking, oh, yeah, this happens when we get to heaven. When we get to heaven, no. No. The invitation is here right now. The invitation is here right now. The open heaven is here right now. You guys are the open heaven. You know, we pray, you know, what is the Lord's Prayer? On earth as it is in heaven. It's not like, God, when I get to heaven, I'll praise You. No, right now, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Tap into the supernatural, the throne room realm of God. On earth as it is in heaven. It's right here for you, church. So that's why I'm ending by saying there's an invitation with your name on it. There's a card with your name on it. So today is coming. Imagine the God of universe drawing close to you, Eugene, and saying, please come, huh? Like, you know how Tamil families, when they invite someone for the wedding, please come, huh? Huh? God bless you, huh? 200 ringgit, ang pao. Must cover the food, right? I'm kidding. But, you know, getting back to this. Like, He's inviting you, church. That's why He said, come up here tonight. Put your name there. Derek, come up here. Eugene, come up here. Ivan, come up here. Lawrence, come up here. That's what the Lord is saying. Kelvin, don't stay there and drink coffee. Come up here. The Lord's calling you. The Lord's calling. That's the invitation of the Lord. So what are we going to do about it? All right, you know, I'm done. You know, as the worship team gets on stage, we're just going to like worship the Lord. Throne room, church. He's here. How many of you can feel Him here? If you can feel Him, I want you to raise your hands. Come on. Don't be scared to feel the Lord. Don't be like, is this me? Is this God? You know, no. You have the Spirit of God within you. Only three people. You have the Spirit of God within you. Amen. You are a child of God. When you accepted the Lord, you know, He has adopted you as His own children. All right? As a father, Daniel, you are a father to three. You're a father to three. Would you purposely hide yourself and not show yourself to your children? No, you don't do that because the Father loves His children. So do you think God, in all of His wonder, in all of His love, will purposely hide Himself and just stay in the room and be like, feel me, lah? No, He's right here. His hand is upon you. He wants to touch you. But sometimes we are the problem. Because He's like, I love you, son. And our eyes are somewhere else. So let's draw. Right now the throne room is here, church. His presence is here. Strongly, I tell you, His presence is here. What is your response to the invitation? What is your response? Sometimes we get so caught up in our head. Oh, I'm so far. I'm very far, like from the Lord. You know, I'm like this. I'm like that. Yesterday I did this. Yesterday I did that. But the Lord is here. I'm here right now. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, Martin? What are you gonna do? So what I'm gonna do? You guys can remain seated, okay? But if that's you, if that's you. If you are after the Lord, if you will be hungry and thirsty for the Lord, if you are not hungry and thirsty, but you want to be, right? If that is you, if you want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, only for those, there's no pressure for you to stand. No pressure. If you don't feel like doing it, it's okay. I'm not going to punish you or whatever. It's okay. It's between you and the Lord. I'm not here to dictate your relationship with the Lord. But if that's you, you want to be hungry and thirsty for the Lord, you want to worship Him in spirit and in truth. If that is you and you alone, I want you to stand to your feet. Just stand to your feet. It doesn't matter if you don't stand, it's okay. I'm not upset with you or whatever. No. That's within you. If you want the Lord, like the lady with the blood problem who reached out to the Lord, if that is you, you will reach out. I pray that you stand today. You stand. That's right. Keep singing in the spirit. Just reach out, okay? And because of your decision today, He's touching you. He loves His children. If you know how to sing in the spirit, sing in the spirit right now. If you know you don't know how to speak in the spirit, just sing the words, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we worship you, we love you, Jesus. Sing it out. Come on, church, respond to Him. Respond to His love. That's right. I see a cloud of His glory, a cloud of love just falling down upon us right now. Covered. There's a covering upon you. That's right. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Glory, glory, glory. He loves us, He loves us, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Don't stop. Don't stop. He's here. That's right. I see some of you crying. The Lord is touching you right now in Jesus' name. Jesus. That's right, that's right. That's right. Lift your voice, lift your voice. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. The Lord's touching, the Lord's touching. That's right, He's coming upon certain people right now. Be aware of His presence. Be aware of His presence. Oh.
Incense arise, day and night, night and day, let incense
arise. We join
arise.
The throne room of heaven.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Day and night, day and night, day and night.
Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day, let it in center of
heaven.
Day and night, night and day, you are the of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all. You deserve the glory.
That's right.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Far from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
And I will give you all my worship. And I will you are
my praise. You alone.
You alone.
I long to
come
on, focus on the Lord. Focus on the Lord.
You alone
are worthy of our praise.
And I will,
yes, keep your eyes on Him as you sing. Keep
you
your eyes on Him. Yes, keep your eyes. Don't stray away, church.
I will give
eyes on Him.
You are my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. And I will give you
you. worship you now. Holy, 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 are you, Lord, we declare it. Holy, 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 are you, Lord. Kananai. Holy, 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 are you, Lord.
That's right.
The elders and angels.
You sing, church. Yeah, you sound beautiful.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
He reigns.
Who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord. Be the Lord God Almighty.
worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
You take the next 10 seconds and begin to lift your voice and begin to honor the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can we begin to lift our voices and begin to sing? Begin to lift our voices and begin to declare, you are worthy. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Come on, begin to join heaven. Begin to join the host of heaven this evening. Holy are you, Jesus. We give you all worship, Lord. We give you all the honor, Jesus. That's right, lift your voices. Begin to honor him. Begin to honor his presence. Lord, words aren't enough to worship you, to honor you. We give you all our worship, Jesus. We give you all the honor. We worship you, we worship you. And I worship you. Worship you, God. There's no other reason. And Lord, today we pray that our hearts and our eyes would only be fixed on you, Lamb of God. That wherever we go, whatever we do, Lord, our eyes and our hearts will be fixed on you. That Calvary Community Church would be known as a church that would go after the heart of Jesus, that would look into the eyes of Jesus, and that would worship you, Lord, with everything that we have, Lord, with our lives, with our families, with our jobs, with everything that we do, that our lives will be a worship and an honor unto you, Lord. Lord, as we enter into 2024, let our eyes not be fixed on anything else, but only on you, Jesus. Lord, would you, Holy Spirit, would you reveal Jesus to us more and more every single day? And Lord, until the day we see you face to face, until the day we get the honor of looking into your eyes, we will keep loving you and we will keep worshiping you, God. And Lord, I pray that every time any one of us worships God, we will attract heaven. That angels will worship with us, Jesus. Lord, teach us to love you. Teach us to love you. Teach us to fix our eyes only on you, regardless of anything around us. Can we sing one last time before we go? I worship you. And I worship you. Just love Jesus. Can you just love him?
I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.
Your presence, Lord, let us carry this wherever we go this week, God. That as we worship you in our rooms, the angels of heaven will join us. As we're driving to work, the angels will join us in worship, God. Let our lives be a living sacrifice unto you, Lord. We commit this week into your hands. I pray for your people. I stretch my hands towards them and I release your blessing, your favor upon them. I declare 3 John chapter 2 over them. My beloved, that you would prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God, I pray, surround them with your presence. Surround them with people who love you. Surround them with people who want to hear more about you, Jesus. We thank you for your blessing over your people. Let this week will be a week of miracles and signs and wonders, God. We love you, Father. We love you. Can we just tell Jesus, Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you as a church, as families. We join our hearts and we just say, we love you, Lord. We thank you for you. We thank you for your presence. In your precious name, we ask and we pray. And the church of God said, amen, amen, amen. God bless you, church. With this, the service is over.